8:14:62. This is the second visit. Today's 12:12. This is the second visit for this gentleman in 24 hours. He was in foul mood and did not want to talk about his condition or needs. Period. New paragraph. He's here today with his niece. David is single. He's been divorced for some time. He has no children. He lives alone. He says that he's in pain all the time because of left below the knee amputation. Period. His he states that he suffers from diabetes, and high blood pressure, diabetic neuropathy, and other issues related to his long-standing disease, period. He does smoke, he does drink alcohol, he has tried to quit several times, but he's still doing that at this time, period. His medication includes glipizide ER, 2.5 milligrams once a day, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20-25 once a day, Jardiance, 100 milligrams once a day, vitamin D3, and atrovastin, 20 milligrams once a day. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. Patient is homebound. He doesn't drive, of course. He has left below the knee amputation and a walker to get around, period. Patient exam, blood pressure 140 over 92, pulses 80, respiration is 18, heart pulses and pulses of 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Right side lower extremity shows slight edema. Left side below the knee amputation. No radiological non-focal. Here we have a 61-year-old gentleman with history of diabetes, hypertension, lipidemia, with below the knee amputation. Appears to be in pain related to his phantom pain, diabetes, and diabetic neuropathy. Period. Knee paragraph. He's a heavy smoker and drinker. He needs to quit both. We talked about this at length. This has caused him one leg at one time, and he's been told that his kidneys are not in the best shape. Period. Knee paragraph. He's weak. He has lost appetite, and he requires provider services and help around the clock for him to be able to stay in his apartment. Thank you.